Agnes Scott alumni have often told me that this hymn brings back memories of college which no other reminder gives them. It has been used for academic processions as far back as I can remember, and I came to Agnes Scott 1 year before our first college commencement, that of 1906. Until 1941, it was played on the organ in the old chapel in Rebecca Scott, or for a few years in the gymnasium. Since then, we have had our processions here in Gaines Chapel, Presser Hall. This new organ is ideal for concert work and service playing, and it has some features which are quite unique. I've enjoyed using it in my teaching. I should tell you that I find the piano really the most satisfactory all-around instrument, but most of the students naturally think of me at the organ. It was for the organ that I arranged this processional march, dedicated to Miss Hopkins. I had first composed it for orchestra. It is still used for May Day and commencement. Which does it remind you of? Of course, the organ is especially suited to church music. I've always held off-campus church positions, and I've always played for chapel services. One of the hymns we often sing on campus is God of the Marching Centuries. Dr. D.P. McGay of the Decatur Presbyterian Church wrote the words, and I wrote the music, and we named the tune Gaines for our first president. I'll play it now. I'd rather play than talk, but there are a few things I'd like to say. Mrs. Diekman, the alumni, Emma Pope Moss, was one of my music students here, but she's always said it was easier to marry a musician than to learn to play the piano. Our daughter Adele majored in music. I still am learning a lot from her. We've had many students whose major interest has been music. I've never wanted them to go into concert work as a career. It is a very hard life. I've always thought they would be much happier using their gift and training in influencing music in their home communities. They can do so much towards setting higher standards and aiding the appreciation of others for good music by their own playing and teaching and by work in music study clubs. Now that I'm retiring as head of the music department, I shall continue in my church position. I want to get back to my composing, too. I hope to have some time for private teaching. Teaching music is not easy. You always want to teach students more than you feel they are learning. There have been times when I would say, "Can I stand this all the rest of my life?" Then I realized that just as I was changing all the time, my students were also changing and developing. So I stopped worrying. I know now that I made the right choice, that nothing but teaching would have been so satisfying to me. And I would like to give testimony to my feeling that these 4 to 5 years have been spent among the finest people possible, faculty and students. Maybe that's what I had in mind when I wrote Song of Happiness, which I'll play for you now.